welcome to another Plug In America podcast. I'm Kate Baker, your host. In today's interview, Sherry Boschert will unveil Plug In America's newest project, a publication called Charged Up and Ready to Roll, the Definitive Guide to Plug-in Electric Vehicles, and she will also tell us why this guide is unlike any other. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Kate.
Sherry, the Plug-in America website already has an enormous amount of information on it. There's, you've got your auto tracker, the new blog in the driver's seat, the newsletter, news releases, podcasts like this one. What is in this guide that isn't already covered on your site?
Well, the reason Plug-in America decided to produce this book now is because the year 2010 is the first time in nearly a century that plug-in electric vehicles will be mass-produced and sold to consumers. This is a turning point in the history of personal transportation. Later this year, plug-in vehicles from some of the major automakers as well as quite a few startup companies will be on sale. The average car driver out there, though, may have kind of heard a little something about this in the media, you know, electric vehicles, and might be interested. I mean, who doesn't want to get off of gasoline?
Well, yeah.
But they don't know anything. How do I find one? Is it right for me? How do I choose? How much does it cost? Can I afford it? So some of that information is on our website, but rather than having people roam around our website, which, of course, they can do anytime, we've collected it in a dense format specifically focused on the vehicles that will be available this year. So if your car's on its last legs and you're thinking of getting a new one and you want a plug-in vehicle, this is the perfect guide to look at.
Right in the opening pages of the guide, Plug-in America makes a point that this guide is unlike any other. How is that?
Oh, that's because Plug-in America is unlike any other organization, really, that's talking about plug-in vehicles. We are an independent, nonprofit association. We were founded and are still led by people like myself who have driven electric vehicles for, six, 8 years now. And so we have this personal, hands-on perspective. We're not associated with any industry group, no company, nothing to influence our judgment. We tell it like it is. You know, we're consumers speaking to consumers about what's out there, what's good, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, we'll tell it like it is.
As I read through that guide, one feature I found very interesting was the buyer incentives chart. Could you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things in the guide that we think will be very useful. And I edited the guide, but a number of people contributed articles. And the balance we tried to get was having enough information for people who were coming to this brand new, you know, who really heard very little but are interested, and sort of bringing them up to speed, but also giving enough information for people who have looked into this some and are interested, and we'll let them know what's out there. So we have a little bit of Plug-in Vehicles 101, but also, all right, you've got some knowledge, here's how you can run with it. So we talk about, you know, why should you want to plug in your car, and what is an electric vehicle? Because there are different kinds, you know. There are motorcycles, three-wheeled vehicles, cars, huge cargo trucks, I mean, you name it. And then if you think you want to get an electric vehicle, what's out there to help you buy it? I mean, again, this is a year like no other where there are some really good public incentives out there. And, again, you could roam around on the web trying to find out, well, what's available in my state or, you know, what can I get where? And we put it all in one very handy chart, the federal incentives that are available, the different classes of plug-in vehicles, and a state-by-state listing of states that have them or are considering them. And, of course, it's going to be a fast-changing scene in this next year or two, but it points you in the right direction to let you know what's already out there and to let you know that, you know, if your state doesn't already have incentives, here's what's happening in the other states. And so by the time you read this document, your state might have them, or you can contact your state and say, hey, how about us too? Those incentives will greatly bring down the initial cost of the electric vehicles. The lifetime costs are already a win for consumers, but this is extra bonus this year if you're going to get an electric vehicle.
What do you think is something readers might find in the guide that might surprise them?
There'll be a little something for everyone. You know, we have chapters on the batteries. We have a chapter on charging, how and where to charge your car. Some of that's a little more technical than some people will want, and yet it's easy to understand if you don't know, if you're not an engineer like me. So, again, we reach that balance of giving detailed information, but making it easy enough for everyone to understand. There's quite a bit in there about the convergence between plug-in vehicles and renewable energy. But I think what might surprise people the most, we have testimonials from people who have gotten plug-in vehicles and been driving them. Different vehicles, RAV4 EVs, the electric BMW Mini, Tesla Roadsters, and just to hear what they had to say and where they were coming from, I think might open the eyes of people who haven't really thought about this much before.
Well, after hearing you talk about it, I am sure a lot of listeners would like to get their very own copies of Charged Up and Ready to Roll. How can they do that?
There are two ways. If you are a paid member of Plug in America, you will receive a free digital copy. You'll get an email from us. So there's never been a better time to join Plug in America. For as little as $25 and up, become a member and you'll be supporting us in our drive to accelerate the transformation of transportation to electricity, and you'll get a copy of the guide. If you want a print copy, it will be on sale on our website for $8 plus shipping and postage. Later this week, we have a launch party this Thursday, the 28th, in San Francisco. So if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, come on down and join us. Check our website for details on that. So later this week, these will be available. If you're not a member, be a member now at pluginamerica.org. And I should also mention, this is the first guide that we're producing. We plan to produce Charged Up and Ready to Roll every year. We're going to update it with the new vehicles that are available that year. So give us some feedback. Read the guide, tell us what you like or don't like, and we'll put out an even better one next year.
Well, thank you very much, Sherry. It was great hearing about this guide, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to have it for their very own.
Thanks, Kate.
This edition of the Plug in America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.